Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus being brought to you by LG Seeds. Here's the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
How will you know how much protein and energy your cows will get when you start feeding your hay and silage? Find out by properly sampling and testing. Correct sampling techniques followed by lab tests of forage quality are necessary for cattle producers who want to get the most value from their forages and profit from their animals. Maybe the most important step in sampling hay, and sometimes the most difficult step, is deciding which bales and stacks should be included in each sample. Ideally, each sample should include only bales that were produced under nearly identical conditions. Obviously, the place to start grouping is to separate different types of hay, like alfalfa, or CRP, or corn stalk, or meadow hay. But each cutting of hay probably is different from the other cuttings also, so there is another separation. And no two fields or meadows are ever exactly the same, especially if they were cut more than 2 days apart. So that makes another grouping. And what if part of the field was rained on before it was baled? The hay made without rain damage probably will be different from hay with rain damage. After you've made all these separations, which could result in quite a few groups of similar bales, then you are ready to sample. From each group, collect a dozen or more cores from different bales or stacks to combine into one sample. Be sure to use a good hay probe that can core at least 1 foot deep into the bale. Finally, send these samples to a certified lab for tests of energy, content and protein, maybe nitrates, and any other nutrients of interest to you. Then, use this information to feed your cattle as profitably as possible.
A look to those area hay prices comes up after this.